Now, here's an issue and a mission that's more of a consensus in the scientific community. Moonshots have long become the metaphor for big science.
And the goal is, whatever breakthroughs we can make in 10 years, my goal is to make sure we can do it in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Former Vice President Joe Biden announcing the Moonshot Project to cure cancer. It may take quite a bit longer than the 8 years it took to get to the moon once President Kennedy committed us to that mission back in 1962. But maybe the real challenge is an upcoming Sunshot mission from NASA, more than 50 years after the initial proposal. NASA says it will fly directly into the sun's atmosphere with a small, very sophisticated space probe, for now named Solar Probe Plus. It will orbit within 4 million miles of the sun's surface and face hotter, more radioactive conditions than anything NASA has launched before. Dr. Nicola Fox is the Solar Probe Plus project scientist at the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory, and she discusses the plans for this very ambitious mission.
The sun is just a magical place for us. It is our neighborhood star, and it really governs everything that happens to us here on Earth. The sun is more than just sunlight. The outer layer of the sun, the corona, which you can see during an eclipse, gets suddenly accelerated and moves away from the sun and bathes all of the planets. So that means when the sun has a lot of activity and maybe throws off a big bunch of solar material, it can actually travel with this solar wind, we call it, and impact our planet and cause many space weather events for us.
And the corona and the sun's atmosphere are interchangeable terms in this context?
Yes.
And what is in the sun's atmosphere that's different from what would be actually on the sun? I guess we would be in the middle of a bunch of very hot and nasty plasma if we were on the surface of the sun.
The sun itself has a very dense core where basically nuclear reactions are going on all the time. And the particles move out towards the surface of the sun. One of our big mysteries is the surface of the sun is just shy of 6,000 degrees. And yet when you move away from it, the corona, the temperatures actually reach 2 to 3 million. And so that's like breaking the laws of nature. If you put your hand by a campfire, it's really hot. As you pull away from it, it gets cooler. For us with the sun, as you move away from the sun, suddenly it gets hotter. And that's one of the mysteries that we are going to go study.
So what are the possible explanations for something like that?
There are many theories and explanations that have been proposed for why we would see this mystery in the corona. So far, none of them have really held up. You can imagine that you could make something really hot for a short time, but to actually maintain that temperature difference is kind of a mystery. So what we'll be doing with our mission, Solar Probe, is traveling right into this region where kind of the magic happens, and finally visiting and taking the measurements that will be able to determine what theory or what explanation is correct, or indeed maybe it's a combination of all of them.
Is it a compact little probe, or are you going to have to, put up some sort of, sail of some kind, a kind of sensor that is a little more fragile, that would collect particles and get more data than just something that would be on the order of a capsule?
The spacecraft itself is very small. It's actually about a meter across for the main bus. But on the top of that, we have, it looks a bit like an umbrella structure, and that holds our heat shield, which will protect us from the very harsh environment. So from stem to stern, she's about 3.5 meters tall, but the actual bus where all the instruments are housed is pretty small at the back. We need that because, one, we need to stay in the shadow of the heat shield, so we need to be nice and compact, but also we're traveling so fast in order to be able to kind of surf around the sun and not get pulled into the sun. So we need to be very light so we can be thrown fast off our launch vehicle. So that really governs the size of the spacecraft.
Now, Mercury has been pretty darn successful not plunging into the sun, being so close to it. How much closer would this probe get?
The spacecraft herself will travel to about 10 solar radii above the surface, or it's a little shy of 4 million miles. Now, that sounds not that close, but if you put the Earth and the Sun 1 meter apart, the probe would be at 4 centimeters away from the Sun. So that kind of gives you an idea for how close we're going.
Well, I'm impressed. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we're 93 million miles away from the Sun, and this would be 4 million miles, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's impressive. I don't think anyone's going to argue with that.
So we're about 7 times closer than anything has ever been before. So roughly 7 times closer than the planet Mercury.
And what would surprise you about the composition of the corona itself?
I think we're going to find many surprises when we actually get to the Sun. With our remote sensing, we've done a very good job of characterizing, you know, the metals and the particles and the ions that are in the Sun's corona. So, you know, I think we'll go and we'll find pretty much what we expect for the population. But I think there are going to be many processes that are going on. We'll be probably lots of wave functions. So a little bit like radio waves coming from the Sun. I think we'll learn a lot from just the interaction between the particles that make up the Sun's corona and all the different processes that are going on around them.
And how do you keep from having the Sun interfere with any signal that you're trying to get to Earth?
The actual downlink of the science data is challenging because we've gone to the Sun, and that is a large glowing radiating body that is often between us and the probe itself. So it makes it kind of challenging. But whenever the probe comes close to the Earth, we lock onto it and downlink all the data at that point. So we don't really do anything when the spacecraft's on the other side of the Sun.
You're pretty jazzed about this whole thing, I gather.
I am very jazzed. It's an unbelievably exciting mission. I love to call it the coolest, hottest mission under the Sun.
Why did it take 50 years to actually get it together when the moonshot itself took 8 years?
So the mission itself was first proposed in 1958. So when we launch next year, it will be 60 years in the making for this mission.
No kidding.
And it really is just because we've had to wait for the technology to make the leaps in order to be able to withstand these huge temperatures at the Sun. So, you know, for example, we had to almost invent the material that is in the heat shield, because not only does it have to withstand temperatures of about 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, we do 24 orbits and they're highly elliptical. So we go very close to the Sun on one side and then out around sort of Venus's orbit on the other. So actually you've got big temperature differentials as well. You've got 24 cycles of going very hot and very cold. And to be able to come up with materials that do that, it's not just something that's sitting on your workbench. They're very special materials. And so if you think about in 1958, you would have had a rotary phone that was attached to the wall. And now you walk around with your iPhone 7 that does absolutely everything for you. That's the leap in technology that we've needed to be able to do this mission.
Dr. Fox, thank you so much and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Nikki Fox is the Solar Probe Plus project scientist at the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Lab.